I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast. An amazing story of survival from the flooding in Colorado, the fire damage on the Jersey Shore, and the ridiculous. Let's get started. The death toll rising along with the waters in Colorado. Four have now perished in the flooding. 80 more people are unaccounted for. Thousands awaiting rescue in towns cut off from flood waters. You're going to hear in a moment from a family who escaped the flooding on foot, hiking over mountains and crossing swollen streams. First, what it's like right now on the rain-soaked ground. Anna Cabrera joins us from Longmont, Colorado. Anna, what's the latest?
Well, Anderson, this is in Boulder County, one of the hardest hit counties in Colorado from the flooding. But you can see behind me, the ground is dry. We've seen sunshine this afternoon, bringing a lot of relief to the residents who have now made their way out of some of those trapped areas. In fact, the National Guard has been extremely busy today, assisting local and state authorities in getting into the areas that were completely cut off 24 hours ago. And we've spoken to those residents, many of them brought here to this church in Longmont, down from the town of Lyons, where they were rescued on high clearance vehicles from the National Guard. And they're talking about the relief they feel now that they have food, they have fresh water, they have electricity, all things they didn't have when they were trapped up in Lyons. We've also heard of the National Guard getting up in the air, getting above Jamestown, another area that was hit hard, and being able to rescue some of those residents over the ground by air, Anderson.
Anna, thanks very much. Some of the stories that are emerging from this flood are just extraordinary. A short time ago, I spoke with three survivors, Eric Ashley, his daughter Martine, and Eric's wife Lisa, who saw the floodwaters rising, escaped on foot, hiking and climbing their way to safety. Where were you when the water started to rise?
We were at 5 miles up Route 7 outside of Lyons in that canyon, and we were at our house there, and on the other side of the river with a bridge to get to the actual road. And at the point that we realized that the water was rising up, the bridge was already covered. So, yes, that's where we were.
How difficult was it for you to get out?
Oh, I don't know. Something like epic might be a good descriptive word. We had four adults, three children, and two dogs, and it was bushwhacking and scrambling up no trails and ledges, and we only saw one rattlesnake, one dead elk, and long and grueling was our journey yesterday.
Martine, was it scary for you?
No, it really wasn't scary. It was just kind of, okay, I want to get to a destination. The rivers were a little hairy, but no, I wouldn't call it scary.
Can you ask your mom what it was like for her?
What was it like for you, Mom?
Oh, exhausting, and it was scary. We had some situations that we're glad we got through, glad we survived it.
And Eric, for people who have not been through something like this, explain what it's like. I mean, how quickly the water starts to rise.
Oh, well, our neighbors who traveled with us on the way out, the Dugans, Jonathan came up at about 11 o'clock that night and said that they were worried their house is lower than where we are, and they were worried, and so we, of course, invited them to come up whenever they needed to. And at that point, I put on a headlamp and went down and looked, and already the bridge was covered with water and jumping up and down. And probably some of the scariest stuff of all Mother Nature doing her thing is the sounds that were going on as the river was tearing trees and boulders out, and the boulders start rolling down the river, and the whole ground shakes.
How deep were the rivers that you were crossing?
Well, yesterday, I call them rivers. They're definitely, these are things that usually don't have water in them at all, but every depression that you came to, every gulch or ravine or gully or whatever, however you want to refer to it, now is totally inundated with water. So the deepest one that we had to make human chain across. We had no rope because all of our climbing equipment went with our other possessions. So we had to make human chain across. So the deepest that I was standing was waist deep. Lots of debris coming down, but the main thing is to get everybody across and avoid injuries so everybody could keep moving. The young boys that were with us were getting pretty tired as the day was going, and we did find a cave, but we opted to keep pushing, so we made it, so that was good.
Martine, you said you weren't scared. I'm scared just listening to this. You must be very, very brave.
Thank you.
Listen, I'm so glad that you and your neighbors who you left with are okay, and you sound like a great family to be neighbors with. Eric and Martine and Lisa, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.